Thanks for pressing play. You're listening to the Brody Windsor Group on Real Estate, the podcast for homeowners seeking guidance and support on everything related to owning a home. This includes much more than just buying or selling. We've got you covered for everything from mortgages and financing to home maintenance tips, renovation and design advice, and of course, the latest insights and analysis on what's happening in our local community. Today, we're diving into the world of moving with a spotlight on a company that's been making transitions smoother for families in the greater Montreal area and beyond since 1998. Meet Murray Transport, a family-owned moving business spearheaded by the dynamic duo of Sherry Fagenbaum and her husband, Murray Brown. When it comes to a successful move, it's not just about getting your belongings from point A to B. It's about ensuring that your move, regardless of the size or complexity, is met with a tailored solution designed to fit your specific needs. From cautionary tales of moving mishaps to success stories where meticulous planning made all the difference, Sherry will be sharing her wealth of knowledge to help you navigate the moving process with confidence. So, whether you're planning a cross-town relocation or embarking on a new chapter in a different city, sit back, relax, and learn how to make your next move as efficient, stress-free, and budget-friendly as possible. Welcome to the show, Sherry.
Thanks. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. So we met you recently through a referral from another one of our trusted service providers who provides services for seniors, helping them to downsize, right?
Correct.
Kathleen McCormick. And maybe talk a little bit about how you got started in this business and give us a little bit of a background story.
Great. Well, in 1998, my husband and I, actually we weren't even married at the time, we were working for a nonprofit organization. And unfortunately, due to budget cuts, suddenly one day they shut down the trucking program, which he was in charge of. I was working in the office in the administration. And the next day he looked at me and said, well, what are we going to do now? And he said, you know what? I don't want to go and work for somebody else. I want to work for myself. Let's start a moving company. So I said, okay.
Wow.
I contacted all the people that I knew in my community, and we got a truck, and that's basically how we started.
Now, that's not for the faint of heart, is it?
Not really. Not if you're not married yet.
Exactly. I think all of us who have started businesses and are entrepreneurs know that it's definitely a challenge, and especially when you're working with your spouse or with family members. But you guys seem to have figured out the magic formula.
We hope to keep it running for many more years.
Fantastic. So maybe we can jump right into it, and you can give us a little bit of your insights and maybe start by sharing some memorable moments, because I'm sure you've seen it all in your 26 years in this business. Maybe tell me a little bit about some of the most memorable moments.
Well, I mean, there are many of them, but a few that stand out. You walk into a move and, of course, nobody's awake. You arrive in the morning and they're still in bed. And then you have to wait 20 minutes to a half an hour until people get dressed and get ready to go. Then we had another incident or occasion where we were wrapping the client's furniture, and she decided that it was a good idea, for whatever reason, to put her purse in her stove. We wrapped up her stove and we loaded it on the truck along with everything else, and she suddenly realized, I don't know where my purse is. Well, we had to unload a whole bunch of stuff and unwrap the stove and pull out her purse. Then we had other incidents where the people didn't confirm with us that we have the right address. So they sent us on our merry way. Couldn't find them. Phones are not on. Very important information to have is the proper address and a contact phone number. And please be sure to turn your phone on, because it certainly helps on the day of the move.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So we get to the south. Well, no, the another one. We get to an apartment. The customer confirms that they're moving to the 10th floor. Asked, confirmed all the information. They're going out for lunch. We start unloading the truck. They come to the apartment. We're nowhere to be found. Why? We're unloading on the 10th floor. Half the truck is already unloaded. When they suddenly realize, oh, wait a minute, we're moving to the 4th floor.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
They didn't even give you the right floor.
They didn't give us the right floor.
Okay.
There we were.
So I guess you've learned your lesson in terms of proper planning. So what are some of the nightmare scenarios that you've heard in the past from clients, you know, that have made mistakes, maybe not necessarily with you, but with other movers? What are some of the craziest stories you've heard?
Well, some historic moments. Of course, this is everybody's nightmare. Their movers didn't show up. There's really no way to solve that situation other than make a whole bunch of phone calls and hope that suddenly somebody will be available to show up. Unfortunately, it's hard to deal with, and it's a lot of stress that people have to deal with. But if you deal with the right mover in the first place, you shouldn't endure this kind of scenario. The movers say that they're going to show up first thing in the morning, and suddenly they don't show up until later in the afternoon. Poor planning on the part of the company, probably, but it happens, unfortunately. Then you have another situation where the movers show up and the truck is too small. And they haven't properly equipped the truck with enough equipment, and they don't have the right number of crew members on the site. So that's also a nightmare, and it can extend your day tremendously and end up costing you a lot more money. And I've seen it happen more times than you could imagine.
Sorry. Yeah, just sort of what are some of the things that homeowners should be aware of to ensure a stress-free, smooth moving process? Because that's going to be the last piece of the puzzle.
Right.
When they're going through this a stressful transaction, there's a lot of moving parts going on. And so what are some things that you can do as a mover to help advise some homeowners as to what they should be aware of?
Right. So certainly movers with experience have a lot of moving tips available, and ask questions and make sure that you get the answers that you're looking for and you understand what is being asked of you. Do your homework. Do your homework. See what is going on in the industry, where to get boxes, how to properly organize your move. If you can work with a declutterer to help you with your transition to make that portion of your move less stressful for you. Decluttering is a huge part of organizing your move. Planning, making sure that you've contacted the right people to let them know that you're moving. Make sure that your children and your pets are not there on the day of the move, because you need to focus your time and your energy really 100% on the movers.
Yeah, exactly. So things like, you know, you mentioned the declutterers, and you know, that's how we met, was through Kathleen,
right,
who helps downsizers mostly to right size into a new home. How long should they be taking to go through that process? Like, how long should they start? When should they start that process?
Right. So the worst thing you could do is wait till the last minute. I would advise people to go anywhere from 3 to 6 months to start decluttering. Once you've made the decision that you're going to move, as soon as you make that decision, that's when the decluttering should start. Other than the fact that you will have to, if you're selling a home, you will have to get your home ready for staging, which requires decluttering anyways. And it's a good way to not get into the stressful last minute situation, because there's nothing worse than going, oh my God, I forgot that I had this over here or that, or I look behind the door and wow, I have another closet there that I totally forgot about.
Right.
You don't want to encounter that. And that's another thing for the day of the move, is to make sure that before you leave your property, that you've checked every single nook and cranny, the garage, the garden, underneath your stairs, everywhere that you can. I mean, literally behind doors, behind bathroom doors. How many times people have gone into a pantry, a last minute shelf was completely forgotten to have been packed.
Yeah.
It happens too often. So that's why the longer you give yourself time, more time you give yourself, to organize and plan, the smoother everything will go.
And you made a point, I think, earlier that was important, is, you know, properly preparing so that it's easier for the movers as well. What are some things that if somebody's going to be packing their own boxes, for example, because I think you provide the full turnkey concierge service where you can do all the packing as well.
Yes.
But if somebody wants to pack themselves, what's some advice you should give them to make it easier for your movers when it comes to moving day?
Right. So make sure keeping your labeling system as simple as possible. I have seen so many times people use number systems and color systems and things like that. You have to keep in mind, the guys are only looking for, I know you want to keep an inventory of what you have inside your boxes, and you know, you want to make your unpacking process easy. We need to see where your furniture and where your boxes are going. Honestly, whatever else the other systems you've created for yourselves is really just for you. We want to see bathroom, kitchen, bedroom one, bedroom two, living room, dining room. Simple, simple, simple. The worst thing you can do is have the guys standing in front of you when you're spending umpteen dollars an hour going, what does number one mean? What does number 16 mean? It makes no sense to us. And the other thing that I could say is when they get to the new location is put labels outside of each door or each room. And that will correspond
exactly.
So that when the movers are looking through, they go, oh, there's bedroom one, there's bedroom two. But it's the easiest no-brainer process to follow.
That's a great piece of advice, because I know too, it's also probably when you're packing up and putting things in the rooms is to make sure you're putting them where they're easily accessible and visible to the movers, not having some boxes still stuck in a closet somewhere where it might get forgotten.
Right.
Having them piled in the middle of a room, giving them enough room to access the boxes and move it out.
When they're loading.
Exactly.
Yes. And the other thing is try not to, when you pack your boxes in your old location, push them off to the side somewhere. Try not to load them on top of furniture. I know it's not always doable, because people are limited with space. And once you're limited with space and then you're adding boxes on top of that, you lose the amount of space that you have very, very quickly. Use closets, keep things aside. But keep in mind, if you move any of these items on your own in advance to the new location, push them off to the side, push them in a closet where they won't be seen, because the movers, when we arrive, we need access to place furniture where it needs to be placed.
Because furniture is probably going to be the parts that are moved first, correct? Like the large pieces?
Yes and no. It depends how the truck is packed like a puzzle.
I was going to say, I recently helped my daughter move from her apartment at university, and it was like a puzzle piece trying to fit everything into that U-Haul truck.
Right. That game. What's that game?
Jenga or something.
That's something like that. That was the game that came to my head too. But I know there's a video game that everybody used to play that you must know what it is. But anyways, so it's really making a puzzle. So people, a very common question is, people ask me, are you going to load the boxes first? Or are you going to load the furniture first? And the answer is, however the men see the puzzle pieces fit, that's how they're going to load the truck. I'll be honest, generally speaking, they'll start with dressers and things like that, because they could build a wall from the dressers and pile boxes and things like that on top of them.
Right. So that's another key point, is the size of the trucks need to be the correct size for the move.
Exactly. And again, if you're working with experienced movers, they're going to know how the truck needs to be loaded. And let them do their job. You've hired them for a reason. They have the expertise. Let them do what they know to do. If you start taking things away from them and telling them, well, I'm going to need this or that or whatever, it's going to mess up the whole puzzle.
And how about when you're packing boxes? Any tips about that? About if you've got, you know, fragile dishes or glasses or things like that, you probably want to pack the boxes tight, depending on the size of the box, not having a box that's too big where they can move around.
Well, that's the thing. Don't just use common sense. And unfortunately, sometimes that's in short supply, but we're hoping that we're dealing with common sense people. But if it's something, if a box looks too big and too heavy to carry, like if you're filling a large box with books, just keep in mind a human being has to pick that up.
Right.
And if it's too heavy for you, it's probably too heavy for them. If I need two people to lift one box, that's not a good use of time or manpower. So try to, if you have brooms and mops and little things, try to tape them together so your movers, who you're paying again, all kinds of money, are not carrying one broom and one mop in a hand.
Right.
That makes no sense. But your boxes should be packed. If you have a very heavy box, put the heavy things at the bottom and then pack the rest of the box with lighter items. Try to keep your boxes packed that you don't have to divide half a box for this room and half a box for the other room. If you're coming up with only half a box for a room, okay, so you stuffing in the rest of it and seal it. It's not the end of the world. It'll make your unpacking easier as well, that you're not going to have to run from room to room to room.
So now maybe could you tell me a little bit about the vetting process and what should homeowners be looking for when they're choosing a mover? And maybe more importantly, what questions are you asking them to ensure they're making the right choice?
Okay. So somebody would call me and ask me, what are your rates? Because that's the most common question when people first call me. Yeah, that's an important question to know how much you're going to be paying by the hour. But more importantly is, how many years have you been in business? What kind of insurance do you provide? Have you had, how many claims have you had over the last couple of years, if any? Do you come in and do your estimates on site or virtual estimates? Is there a key crew member on site on the day of the move? Or is there a person that can be contacted in case of emergency? The last thing that you want is to be working with a company that not only during your vetting process is not available for a phone call or doesn't respond to you quickly. Imagine how it's going to be on the day of the move and you need to reach someone and there's nobody available.
So my brother just did a move recently and told me about this experience, exact situation where the salesperson who handled, you know, the booking of the move, when it came to the day of the move, was nowhere to be found. So the communication with the crew was almost like, well, they didn't really know anything that had been promised or discussed. It was like they were just showing up, tell me what to do, where to go. So that was sort of a source of frustration, if you will.
Absolutely. If you find that you can't get the right answers when you're making your initial phone call, or the person that you're speaking to doesn't sound like they're knowledgeable enough, either ask for another representative, or if your gut instincts tell you, red flag, it's usually a sign, don't do it.
Yeah, so I had another situation just recently too with clients of mine, seniors, moving into a senior's residence, mm-hmm. doing that big downsize, very stressful. But we were going to go to the signing at the notary, which was just after they had moved in to the new apartment.
Right.
And, you know, he contacted me in sort of in a bit of a panic saying, we don't know where our clothes are, which boxes they're in. So can we postpone, because I'm not sure if we're going to be able to find our clothes in time. And so that was another example of probably not being prepared enough.
Right.
And like the point you mentioned earlier about labeling the boxes for which rooms they're going into, making it easier to unpack.
Yes, but something that you should know in advance, and if you're dealing with the right company, is that they will tell you, great little tip, when you're moving, pack yourself an overnight bag. That bag will go with you in the car. In the overnight bag, you will have at least a couple of changes of clothing, toiletries, overnight pajamas, whatever you need, any medications that you take, and a fresh set of sheets for your bed. Because at the end of the day, after your move, you're going to be tired, you're going to be stressed, you're just going to want to, I don't want to have to deal with anything until tomorrow. Lay down on your bed and go to sleep, and you'll tackle everything the next day.
That's a great piece of advice. Yeah, like that one. Another one, maybe there's some things that they can do to save themselves some money, because again, time is money, you're paying by the hour. What are some things that they could probably do to speed up and make it easier for the movers?
Right. So aside from labeling your boxes properly, if you're handy and you could disassemble things in advance, like headboards need to be disassembled from the frames of the bed. Then you have your tables. Most dining room tables or kitchen tables, when movers take them out, the legs will have to be removed in advance because everything has to be maneuvered through a doorway. It's easier and safer if items are taken apart in advance. Artwork takes time to wrap because each painting needs to be wrapped separately or a couple of paintings together. But if you want to bring things over on your own, that's certainly something you could focus on, bringing artwork, sculptures, and any very fragile items that you're worried about saves you time and money. Wardrobe boxes, most moving companies will bring wardrobe boxes on the day of the move. I've rarely heard of companies bringing wardrobe boxes in advance unless they're providing you with a packing service, because usually moving companies have wardrobe boxes are in circulation during moving season or any time of the year for that matter. Making organizing on the day of to save you money and following your mover's tips and advice, in my experience, has saved my clients sometimes hundreds of dollars.
Right.
And that's really what you want to do. You don't want to leave anything to chance.
Just right.
Get
and
ready.
You mentioned too earlier about insurance and asking how many claims that they've made, because that's another common complaint from homeowners is after a move, they damaged this, they damaged that, either with the walls they damaged or furniture was damaged. And they just, you know, speak a little bit more about that and you know, the care that movers need to take in when they're going through things like this.
Well, yes, there is care that movers need to take, and all your furniture should be completely wrapped by the movers with the moving blankets before they leave the location. Nothing should leave unwrapped. But I will be honest, and most movers will not tell you this. When you're trying to make an insurance claim, keep in mind that what you're moving is used furniture. So replacement to new does not exist.
Right.
A lot of movers, they have small things that they will not cover. For me, for example, and I have no problems disclosing this because my contracts state the same thing. If you're doing the packing of your boxes, the items inside your boxes are your responsibility. So make sure you take care and properly wrap all of your dishes and everything, because if you call me afterwards and say, there's a glass broken inside my box, I'm sorry, I didn't pack it for you. You have to be aware of how you pack things. Again, use common sense.
Sure. And you also mentioned, you know, things like artwork and specialty pieces like that. Maybe I know from past experience, not all movers move things like pianos. You
correct.
Need a specialty mover for that.
That's
maybe
correct.
Just talk
yes.
a little bit about that.
So exactly like you're saying, there are specialty movers who specialize in certain areas. There are companies that move, disassemble, and reassemble exercise equipment. I work with people like that. Piano movers. We hire another guy who comes in and I subcontract to a piano mover. Chandeliers, light fixtures, things like that. Your movers are not plumbers, they're not electricians, and they're not carpenters. They're movers. If you want your dishwasher, disconnected in mm-hmm. advance. These are things that you would have to do, but the specialty movers specialize in their particular domain. If you have expensive artwork, I highly recommend you hire an art moving company that will come in and properly crate your items. There are larger movers, and we're a medium-sized mover. There are larger movers that will come in and they will come and measure and crate all of your items.
Right.
If you want to do it, keep in mind, it's at your own risk, because standard moving companies do not have artwork coverage. It's your private home insurance company that will cover those kinds of items.
So you mentioned you're a mid-size mover. So what size homes are you sort of ideally suited for?
I mean, we could do almost any size home. We do commercial moves as well for locations up to like 20,000 square feet or something like that. Like, But sometimes the larger moves can take 2 days.
Right.
I prefer for my crews not to work more than a 12 to 14 hour day because it's physically exhausting to do this type of work. And the crew, they're human beings. And they can only handle so much physical exertion a day.
Well, that's another great point you bring up, because I've noticed it in a lot of your testimonials, which is your crews. And we talked about that earlier when we first met, was what really sort of sets you apart is, you know, that your crew, there's not a lot of turnover. Like right. these guys have been with you for many years, very experienced. And maybe why is that?
We're like you said at the beginning, we're a small family-owned company, and we treat our customers and our employees like family. So at the end of the day, I can only be a success because of my men. If they're not happy, my customers aren't happy, and then our business is not a success. I've lasted in this industry for 26 years because we cater the services and our crew to the individuals. So if we're not happy, you're not happy. And that's why my guys, they stay with me for a long period of time, because we take good care of them and they take good care of us.
It's amazing how few companies embrace that philosophy, unfortunately.
Right.
But the ones that, like you said, the ones that have been around, they obviously do.
Yes. And so many times I've heard, and I've seen other movers on the road, and I've spoke to other crews, and basically they tell me, well, we don't know anything in the morning. We show up at the job and we do whatever it is. Third floor, no elevators, or they're told that they're working a 5 to 6 hour day and it ends up being a 14, 15 hour day, or they make them work 16 to 18 hours. I mean, I'm not going to do that to my people. It's inhumane. It's not even possible to work that hard for that many hours a day and do the job without risking damages to yourself and to the customer's property.
Exactly. That's when mistakes happen, and that's when damages and accidents happen.
Exactly. That's why I say let the men do their job. If they feel that there are things that they can't handle, which in my case, and I can only speak for me, is very rare, because I'll already have seen all of the customers' items that they're moving in advance.
And you're always there on site as well. That's another big component.
If I'm not there, my husband is there. Mm-hmm. One of us will always be present at the move and see what's going on. And even if we stop in and say hi or whatever it is, we're there for the duration to make sure that at the end of the day, everything happens efficiently. And if you need us, we're there for you.
So here's another great point, segue into the testimonials that I found on your website. And here's I want to read a couple, and here's one that sort of just speaks to that point. I've used Murray Transport at least 4 to 5 times since August 2019. Don't ask. They are the most amazing individuals, including Sherry, who is so accommodating and exceptional. They're such a lovely, efficient, calm, and terrific crew. And as I wrote Sherry today, if I could move every month just to see them, I would. Words can't express my gratitude and love for this company. Many, many thanks again. I think that says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's lovely to hear. I love getting phone calls from people, because most people only call to complain. But we do get and when I say we, I mean me, because I'm always the one that answers the phone. I get a lot of phone calls saying, you know, I have to tell you, your guys were amazing, and I can't believe, and Murray and Sean and Simone and your guys that were there, they just were unbelievable and above and beyond, and they just couldn't have been friendlier or nicer the whole day. And another reason for that is we bring our people fuel during the day, or ask customers, be smart.
Yep.
You want to have a nice, successful move? Feed the movers.
Yep.
Don't bring alcohol. Get a case of water. How much is a case of water? $5 for 24 bottles of water. Keep it in a cool place. The guys will be so appreciative of that small little step that you've taken to make sure that they're taken care of for the day.
Goes a long way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're expending a lot of energy.
That's right.
They need some fuel and
absolutely. A
couple of snacks. What are your go-to snacks for these guys?
What do they everybody enjoy? Orders the pizza, right?
Yeah.
That's the most common things. What I'll tell you, please don't do is don't get party sandwiches. Tuna, egg, and salmon is not the right thing for the men to have on a hot
summer day.
That's correct. Milk?
No.
Keep coffee, muffins, donuts, things like that that the guys could just grab quickly. I could tell you that my crew, and we're very rare in this, we don't stop for lunches. Mm. We just keep working. So if they stop in between the loading and unloading, they'll eat in the truck or they'll take a 5-minute break. If you have a pizza for them or if they order a pizza to your location, they'll take 5 minutes break, but they don't stop.
So tip there is don't serve them a sit down meal. Give them something that's quick on the go
grab while they're going. Although I've had clients that have prepared meals for the end of the day.
Great.
Yeah, it's happened on a few occasions, actually, that they did their Italian pizzas or their pastas or whatever, which the guys are very appreciative of course, because they've expended a lot of energy during the day.
Now, getting back to sort of where is the industry going now? We're seeing new technologies come up. Moving seems to be a more traditional, old school type of industry. Maybe talk about some things that you guys are implementing right now to help become more efficient, more productive, and to reduce the number of mistakes or errors.
Right. So that would happen on more on the administrative end, which is my end. Yeah. The guys with the equipment in the truck, it's all manual labor. So how much can you change that portion over the years? I don't know. It remains to be seen.
Well, maybe it's an experience and know-how, which is obviously if you know what you're doing, you're going to be able to do things more efficiently and quicker.
Oh, absolutely. You have, and you're properly equipped.
That's right.
And also you're provided the right information at the beginning of your day.
You've got the right straps and dollies.
That's right. Exactly. Trolleys and blankets and the equipment that you need is already provided for you in the truck.
Right.
But on the administrative end, we're improving our ability in that we're becoming more online. Online estimates, online vetting that you can basically check us out as much as we could check you out. So we've recently acquired a government grant that allows us to improve our website and our online quotes.
Okay.
But there's work in that as well. So I prepare the questionnaire. The customer is required to fill out the questionnaire honestly with as much information as they could provide us. And then we can give them an online quote, an automatically created online quote, which they can then confirm with us with an on-site estimate or virtual estimate so that we can finalize everything from there. Because in my case and in with my company, again, although all of this modern technology is great, we're still a little old school in that. I like to meet people in advance. I like to know what they're expecting from us. I like them to know what we're expecting from them. And all of our contracts will ultimately be signed in person or after I've seen everything. And again, whether that be on site or virtually, either way is fine. Funny story with that is during COVID, of course, we couldn't do any on site estimates.
Right.
So we had to go virtual, and that's where we all got more into this modern technology thing. And that we were doing the estimates online. And I had a client who said, well, go on my Centris listing and you'll see my house. And I said, great. So I looked at the Centris listing, which, you know, being in the industry, everybody has to stage their house.
Yep.
So what this client
Well, not did, everybody, but the ones that
have a better chance of selling.
Want a better chance of selling. Yes,
exactly. For good money.
Yeah.
When we arrived at the move, suddenly rooms were filled with boxes and things. And I said, where did this all come from? And they said, well, we staged the house. So what we did was we shifted things from room to room as the guy came to take all of the pictures so that that stuff wouldn't be seen. Well, how am I supposed to know this? You should have disclosed all of this information to me. At the end of the day, their move ended up taking, I think, 3 or 4 hours more than was anticipated, not by any fault of mine, because they were the ones that disclosed the information to me.
Yeah.
And they had to pay the price at the end of the day. So that's very important. You have to be honest.
Absolutely. Yeah. So very, very similar to the process we go through with clients as well, is we have them fill out a checklist, an online checklist to give us all
the
details. That's right. All the details of their property. But then we always have to go in person and see it for ourselves.
That's it.
And then you sit down and you talk with the client and you discuss, well, here's the situation. Here's what you can expect. And that, again, prepares them and reduces the amount of stress and helps them make sure they're comparing apples and apples.
Right.
Because a lot of times if you just get a quote from two different companies and you haven't been asked the right questions, you could be comparing completely different types of services.
Exactly. If you're looking at the bottom line, there are bottom line movers out there. We're not one of those companies because we rely on word of mouth referrals almost 100% of the time. We don't do aggressive advertising. We can't count on you talking like in the same way that we're a small family-owned company. We talk to people. We want people to talk to people. We still believe in that art form.
It always has been and always will be the most powerful form of advertising is word of mouth.
I agree.
And I think that's why we get along so well. We share that philosophy. It's how we've both grown our businesses.
Right.
It's why you're now one of our trusted service providers in our homeowners advisory club. So that brings me to one more component. We touched on this earlier about, helping different types of moves. And you've got, family moves. You've got the downsizers and the seniors. And I just want to touch on another testimonial because we do, deal a lot with the seniors and the downsizers. And this I found on your website as well. I'm a senior citizen and was so worried about my upcoming move and didn't know where to start. Sherry stood by me and was always available for me, guided me through the entire process and eased my mind. I was treated like family and will recommend them to everyone I know.
Thank you.
So that is exactly the type of experience that we are trying to create with clients and that I'm positive and I know that you're creating with your clients as well.
Yes, it's something that we've done over 26 years and we will never stop that way of doing our business because I can't, how many times over the years I have repeat customers because of how we've taken care of them and their family members. Because we'll start with, let's say, a senior citizen move, and then they'll tell their children, and then they'll tell their grandchildren. And we're at that stage in our career at 26 Wow. years where we are moving the grandparents, the family, and the grandchildren as well. So we want everybody to feel the same way about us.
That's amazing. And you mentioned too about, being, about community and family oriented. Just wanted to ask you about, and you've talked to me off camera here about some of the foundations and charities that you supported over the years. Maybe talk just about that, about being such a integral part of the community here in Montreal.
Well, because we have longstanding, and I used to be a community and event organizer, I have had access to many people, interesting people over the years. We work closely with the Nelly Foundation, which is a foundation that basically when you have a sudden urgent need for whatever it be, they will step up. For instance, during COVID, there was a request for the homeless people for coats and for hats and for gloves, and because it was more prevalent, even more so during COVID, because it was hard to find places to go because it was COVID and there was too much exposure. So we were doing collections of hats and gloves, and our truck came out and we collected items. People dropped things off at our truck at where it was parked at a parking lot somewhere. We've done bottle collections throughout the years. I personally have been on many committees chairing events or helping chair events for the community for fundraising over the years. It's very important to give back.
And then again, that's another a reason why I think we align so well is, you know, we're pretty similar. We support the local West Island Women's Shelter through the Royal LePage Shelter Foundation.
Right.
And so I think, like you said, it's so important to give back to our communities and be present there. So I want to thank you for all that. It's been great, you know, learning all about the intricacies of and pitfalls of planning a move and what you should be doing. So I want to thank you very much. Is there anything else we haven't touched on before we wrap that you'd like to mention?
I think we're pretty good. We're pretty covered. Just keep in mind, plan, organize, declutter, be ready for the day of. Expect the unexpected. Just be ready.
Exactly. It's almost like we say, you know, we hope for the best, but plan for the worst.
That's right.
And that will help.
If you've done your homework, you're going to save yourself money.
Great. Now, where can our homeowners find you if they want to get in touch and get a quote or thinking about moving?
Right. So we're online. It's www.murraytransport.com. And Murray is spelled without an A, which is an interesting way. And Facebook and Google reviews and again, our website. And you can always call me because I'm available. When you call Murray Transport, you get Shari.
And you'll be in our homeowner advisory service provider directory.
Absolutely. So yes, feel free to call me, questions. Even if you haven't hired us yet, I'm available to answer your questions.
Shari, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much. And we'll hope to have you back on again soon.
Thank you for having me.
Take care.
You too.